Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brett in Reno, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Shake it up.
Oh, shake it up.
I need a cocktail.
What's going on in Reno tonight, brother? My old stomping grounds, Reno, at the Grand Sierra.
I called you last year, and I touted Nevada. I was a year early.
Hey, look, that was the comeback of the tournament, if you ask me. I mean, all these other wins is what people are talking about. And the fact of the matter is fair enough. But all those upsets like Baltimore County that everybody keeps talking about, that was great. It was the biggest upset ever. But in reality, when you go out and lose your next game, you're finished. So Nevada's still in it. And they did it with a 22-point comeback against the second-best defensive team in the country, a team that usually clamps down and allows nobody anything in Cincinnati. The fact that they never scored again and the fact that they gave up that many points and the fact that they blew a 22-point lead, to me, was the most shocking loss of the week, except for maybe what A&M did to North Carolina. That was shocking to me. I thought that the upset on Friday night with Baltimore County was the greatest thing ever. But when you turn around and shoot 29% from the floor on Sunday, and you were just, I mean, it was torturous watching them shank shots on Sunday. Any way you slice it, they were terrible. So they went from this great performance to this terrible performance, and everybody still wants to glorify them. I get it. Everybody fell in love with them, but there's nothing to love anymore. They're out. So I'm not nice. When you can't shoot and you can't hit a basket and you just have that many turnovers, they got at least 13 steals picked their pocket. K-State just cleaned them out like they were robbing a bank. So I didn't think they played well on Sunday at all. So I would say Reno, I would say the Nevada Pack, that story, that upset, I mean, when you're down 22, the game's over. And the fact that, because you didn't see West Virginia blow that lead. You didn't see A&M blow that lead. You saw Cincinnati blow that lead, which I'm shocked by because I told you before, I thought all them high-scoring, great defensive teams like Cincinnati, West Virginia, Xavier, Wichita, those are all teams I like with defense first. Cincinnati plays defense first, but on Sunday they played no defense at all, and Reno burned them alive. Now they're favored in that game. Aren't they playing Loyola? They're favored in that game, which is scary to me because they've been such a solid dog. Now trusting them as a favorite against a team that's 19-1 in their last 20 games. There's another very dangerous game because, believe me, you, the Ramblers can play against anybody. They already proved it. Then they beat Tennessee. Everybody said that couldn't happen. They couldn't go up against those brothers, which could jump out of the gym. And then, you know, the Ramblers have all these white boys, these skinny little white boys, you know, and a big freshman fat boy center white boy that they're going to dance with Tennessee, and then they beat them. So anything's possible. I think we learned that from Thursday to Sunday, that's for sure. So who do you like in that game, Mafia? Do you like Nevada to beat Loyola or the other way?
It's hard to pick against a Loyola with what they've done, but I do like Nevada. Those twin brothers, the comeback they made, they have, you know, never say die attitude. You can't write off.
Carver, hi, do you believe that twins should be allowed to play in the tournament?
No.
That's what I like about you. I wouldn't let them play either. It confuses me as a better. And as a viewer, I don't know which one of them to root for. You might like one of the kids over the other.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.